Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Come and see. In our text today, we learn the heart and simplicity of John's message, which was used by a few new converts to Jesus. As a matter of fact, their exciting message of invitation consisted only three words: come and see. Jesus is traveling into Galilee, where he finds Philip from Bethsaida, and later Philip finds Nathanael and announces, "We have found the one whom Moses and the prophets have written about, Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth." And Nathanael, I am certain, puzzled, answers, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" But before Philip even gives the comment a single thought, he anticipates Nathanael's response and replies, "Come and see." And are you ready for this, Nathanael? It's Jesus, son of Joseph from Nazareth. I would love to have been a fly on the wall to see the expression on Nathanael's face when Philip mentioned anyone or anything of significance coming out of Nazareth, as he replied, "Nazareth? Can anything good come out of Nazareth, much less the Savior of the world?" You see, Nathanael is not interested in following just anyone claiming to have a new idea, least of all one from Nazareth. Nathanael is also wise to imposters. He does not want to be set up, perhaps for a later disappointment. More importantly, Nathanael is familiar with Nazareth. He has his own biased thoughts and feelings about the town and its people. Nazareth is barely mentioned in first century documents outside of Scripture. It would be the last place anyone would look for a Messiah. And many would describe the town as pretty insignificant. Scholarship suggests that Nazareth was a small community of only about 150 to 200 people who were probably all related. Nazareth was also situated in the hill country of Galilee, a region of fishing and farming that was also known for having a large population of Gentiles, a high number of immigrants, foreigners, and what has been described as resident aliens. Nazareth is described as a place where dreams would die instead of being nurtured. Simply put, Nazareth was considered to be an insignificant agricultural village. So when Philip says, "We found the Messiah," and he's from the insignificant agricultural village of Nazareth, Nathanael can only respond, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" When we recall how Jesus returned to the synagogue and read these words from the prophet Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then Jesus tells them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing, here in Nazareth." I am certain initially everyone was proud of Jesus and quite amazed at his glorious words. They probably smiled and patted one another on the back, saying, "Check out Joseph's kid. Maybe something good will emerge from Nazareth." And if the people of Nazareth are like those of us who celebrate hometown heroes, they probably felt that since they are Jesus' own people, they would receive preferential treatment. After all, they're from Israel. And of course, they believe that they are more important than the Gentiles living across the border. But Jesus opens the eyes of their blind provincialism and tries to set them free from their captivity to racism, reminding them that God's love extends far beyond them, even into Nazareth. Jesus reminds them that it was to an immigrant widow whom God sent Elijah, and that out of all the lepers in Israel, Elisha only cleansed the foreigner, Naaman. Those of us who understand a Nazareth community also understands its challenges. We understand the violence and injustice which simmers beneath the surface of civility. We have experienced the readiness of others to draw hard lines between who is an insider and who is an outsider. We have often observed a delicately veiled prejudice that is often supported through a proverb. Jesus came to show each of us a new way of living in community, where our experiences from our common lives would change us and shape us into disciples. What I find amazing in John's gospel this morning is that Nathanael discovers firsthand for himself that something life-changing and life-bearing actually did come out of Nazareth. He did not rely upon what he heard. Instead, he responds to the come and see invitation so that he could have firsthand information about Christ. We know that Jesus was raised in Nazareth in the synagogue and probably recited the Torah. It was in Nazareth where we are told Jesus increased in wisdom and favor. And more importantly, it is where Jesus would bear the name of his home community with him wherever he traveled, wherever he taught, wherever he served. From the voices of the crowds, from clouds of angels, from historians, Jesus of Nazareth, the greatest gift the world has ever received, was also the gift and the offering from a small community. Jesus, the baby born in a foreign land, Jesus trained in Nazareth, a town which probably lacked resources and luxuries. Nazareth serves as a symbol of communities who have great gifts and offerings to be shared throughout the world, while at the same time they've experienced setbacks and failures, change and suffering. Nazareth represents communities where there are a lack of resources and where housing and schools are limited. Nazareth represents those places and countries like El Salvador who suffer constantly from inequality in the distribution of income. But yet, they rise. Nazareth represents places like Haiti who still remain in disarray and where approximately 5% of its population controls its wealth. And yet, Haiti also will rise. Nazareth represents the continent of Africa, where 43% of its immigrants have received advanced degrees and offer their gifts and talents throughout their continent while consistently pouring them into countries throughout the world. The Nazareths of the world represent those spaces where we are invited to come and see and experience the goodness which showers their land. Nazareths provide fertile ground for faith communities to assist in shaping different futures. Nazareths represent a land which produces Oscar Romero's, Nelson Mandela's, and Mia Love's. God cares about the suffering of the Nazareths of the world and offers us the invitation to look deep into our humanity in order to share and experience gifts created for a just society. God calls upon the church to respond to the challenges of diversity in creative and faithful ways so that all can thrive abundantly and grow into all they are created to be. Nazareths provide opportunities for us to offer partnership, respect, empathy, and compassion. And even within the current struggles of the world today, and for all the challenges which confront our great nation, God still expects generous gifts of hospitality from each of us the gift of genuine human community, the gift of true appreciation for a creation which renders a storehouse rich of practical skills and wisdom, and a beautiful image of what the church can truly become in times such as these. Our faith communities are called to be somewhat of a visual aid for kingdom building, because in our humanness, quite often we have to see it before we can become it. And we all have our Nazareths. We may feel they are about other people, places, or pieces of our lives, such as our fears, our prejudices, our guilt, our losses. Often we just can't see how anything good can truly come out of the Nazareths of the world. But God thinks and responds differently. For God, Nazareth is the place of manifestation and self-revelation. Nazareths of the world are places where we may be skeptical and resistant, yet they are still places where others may still proclaim, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Our job as kingdom builders is to be as bold as Philip and respond, "Come and see." God is not limited by our assumptions. For every Nazareth, there is an invitation to come and see. For every assumption we make, there is a deeper truth to be discovered. And our Nazareths then become the place of God's epiphany, which invite us to come and see what others saw when they were looking for Christ. They invite us to come and see for ourselves, to come and see love, to come just as we are, to just come. My sisters and brothers in Christ, there is more happening in the Nazareths of the world than we could ever imagine. You see, not just anything good comes out of Nazareth. The one who is good comes out of Nazareth. Amen.